With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by EMP and 1-2 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area because it works. Visit EMP180.com and get empowered. It's Cakes, Bish, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline to talk some movies, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, and he goes on nationally on Fox. And I heard him this morning, and he was talking about all the movies, I guess his top romantic movies, because Valentine's Day is coming up. And I would say at least half of the movies that you talked about, you've reenacted the scenes with your wife. Is that correct?
Yeah. Good morning, JP. JP! So I need to drop one of those on Fox and Friends one day. Just randomly in the middle of a segment, just drop JP.
No, you won't do it.
I dare you.
I dare you.
You're
not going to do it.
It's funny. Have you guys ever heard of, and JP, to answer your question, yeah, I did reenact a lot of those movies with my wife, but sometimes actors, what they'll do if they have, a long press day is they'll come up with a word that they have to drop into every interview randomly somehow just to see if it, anybody notices it. But I think if I was in the middle of a segment on Fox and Friends, I don't see why I couldn't just randomly drop JP and then just kind of move on.
I think you should do it.
I don't see why that would be a problem.
I just dare you to do it.
I think it would be really funny. So I'm just in the middle of a movie, and I'm like, JP, Chris Pratt's really good in this movie, or Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, I could do that. JP, can you guys give me the drop? I'll get them. I'll send them the drop for it, and they can play it over and over again.
JP,
right, sure, that's too much work.
I had a question for you. Before you talk about, I guess, this
Lego movie.
He's
going to do Lego movie.
That's the only one.
And what men want.
My mom, yep. I met her for lunch yesterday, and she wanted to maybe see a movie together. I didn't even bother. What would be a good movie to watch with your mom?
I actually think that Kevin Hart movie wouldn't have been bad.
The comedy?
Yeah. That's actually a great, JP, that's a great one. It's weird, I don't know, growing up, my mom would take me to anything I wanted to see. I remember seeing, There's Something About Mary with my mom, which was very awkward and things like that. Eric, you're an adult. Listen, it is strange watching certain things with your parents, of course. I'm sure that's going to be weird for you, Eric, when you watch certain things with your kids and R-rated movies and things like that. Eric, it's interesting you bring that up because I have a question for you, and all you guys are parents, because growing up, when I used to watch R-rated movies, my parents were cool with the violence but not the sex stuff. And I always found that interesting. I would watch True Lies, the movie True Lies, James Cameron's movie. And they would let me watch all the violence, all the gun violence. And then when Jamie Lee Curtis does her striptease sequence in her lingerie, they made me cover my eyes.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that. Are you guys, as parents, is that something similar in your household? Are you cool with the violence but not the sexual stuff? I find that interesting.
I think it's weird. I think once they get to a certain age, they're going to be able to watch anything. Yeah. I actually was thinking about this last night because Jason watched the show You, which is on Netflix, which is really about a stalker guy. And there's definitely a lot of sex in it. And my daughter watched it. Now, she's 18. She's in college. But still, some of the sex is, there's woman on woman. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I tried to tell you that before you watched it. And then you said, my daughter's in college.
Well, she's in college. What are you going to do? But then I thought, I think Kate's daughter watched it, right?
I think she watched a few episodes with my oldest son.
No, JP, what do you do?
That would be too awkward. I'm sorry, that would be.
She's 16. She's in high school.
I know, but you just don't want to know that they're watching it.
Yeah.
JP, what do you do
when... You're not going to watch it with them. No.
Right. What do you do when that comes on? So, for example, you're sitting there watching it with your daughter.
I didn't watch it with her.
Do you get up?
If I was watching it with her, I would just probably remain very silent.
See, the problem is with on their computers, they're watching stuff in their rooms.
They're watching stuff in their
room. You have no idea what they're watching.
I was going to say, I feel like a bad parent or something. I rarely watch TV with my kids if it's not a sporting event or something.
I've stopped.
Even that's rare.
I've stopped movies when I've watched it with Dylan, who is going to turn 12 tomorrow. Because sometimes there are movies, even a PG-13 sometimes,
where everything's fine, then all of a sudden you'll get like this little sex narrative.
A great
and maybe
example,
not going to show it, but
a great example is Ozark. I was watching that with my whole family before I had to stop doing that in front of my girls.
Top.
Right, I didn't know what I was getting into. But then later at night, my son and I were watching together, and I was sort of instinctively, I would allow a little bit of the sexual stuff, but once it started getting crazy, I just fast forward that. But the murders and blowing people away, you're right. I didn't, I don't care about that as much. I don't know why. It's bizarre. We have a weird.
That seems more fake.
We have a hang-up of sex, I guess.
Even though you could say in those movies that it's realistic in those movies, it seems more fake, at least in our world.
I just find it so interesting, though. Like, I'll just never forget. I remember interviewing Jamie Lee Curtis and bringing that up to her. I was like, is it weird that my parents covered my eyes for that? And I think I'm trying to remember her answer.
I think it's pretty standard.
By the way, that's kind of a hot scene.
Which
one? Oh, my God. It's
True Lies.
Oh, it's an amazing
scene. Her body is banging at that point.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Overrated movie, by the way, in my opinion.
I actually like that movie. And I like I thought Tom Arnold stole
that movie.
Insane, is that
McCarthy.
The one with Tom Arnold?
Yes.
I thought he stole that movie. Yeah, it was really
but
good.
It's a scene where she just does a striptease. She doesn't know that it's her husband, that he's a spy, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's in the bed. And, and she kind of botches the whole striptease, but her body is on fire there.
Oh, funny story. Spider-Man. And this just reminded me of that. Well, first of all, True Lies is like an amazing film. James Cameron was on fire.
You
then.
Also
it was like,
loved WALL-E, which is a big old pile.
It's my favorite Pixar movie. But going back to Cameron, think about Cameron's run. Abyss, Aliens, T1, T2, Titanic. And that's a pretty sick run. But funny story, I was interviewing Jamie Lee Curtis for Halloween last year. And we were talking about, because where we did the interview was actually on the Universal lot. And there was streets named after her parents, Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh. Janet Leigh was the woman who was killed in Psycho, in the shower. That's her mom. So she told me a story about watching True Lies, that scene specifically, sitting next to her dad, and how awkward that was. I can't imagine you're in the scene, and then you have to watch it with your dad right next to you. And like, I saw a story yesterday about like this. I don't watch The Bachelor, but this the show where the guy is a virgin this particular season, and one of the girls he was with, I guess the girl he's with has not kissed anybody before. So they actually have a sequence where they kiss, and she had to watch that entire scene with her parents, and she posted a video of it online. I'm like, why would you watch that with your parents? I think the sexual element of things with your parents is
just
weird.
She was kissing him. She wasn't banging him.
No, I know, but that was her first kiss, wasn't it?
Yes.
Cakes?
Yeah, sadly, I do know that.
Kevin,
yes.
did you ever watch a video with your parents of you doing the Crush It contest at our spring break parties?
God, no. I mean, that's the thing. It's like that's the weird thing. And, and Eric, you made it. Like, that's funny to me that you had the exact same reaction my parents did. You're like, totally cool, all the violence.
No, I think it's very normal. I think it's very you don't want your kids like to be like a sexual being when they're kids. You really don't want, you don't even want to think about it.
You don't want the questions, like all of a sudden, like, what are they doing?
It's very awkward.
Yeah, you just don't want them even thinking about that stuff when they're
young. Why are they wrestling naked?
You know what it is? It's a very uneasy feeling, is what it is.
Jason, have you experienced that? Like watching something in your house and your daughters are there? Like, is that weird?
Of course,
it's gotta be strange.
It's very strange.
It's weird for everyone.
And I end up either turning the TV off or I'll turn it on to another channel.
So what are you going to do with your kids? You're just going to allow them to, watch orgies?
No, and that's the thing. It's like, when I have children, I want to be able to know when I can show them certain things. Like, I don't know. I think
probably
I probably would.
15 or 16. Like Cake said, his daughter's 16. She's watching you. She's seen it all now.
Yeah, I mean, she's in high school. I mean,
okay, but have you seen you?
I have not.
All right, you watch
maybe I should reconsider and actually
watch some
it.
Of the scenes in you. I guarantee you're going to say, whoa. Right. We got to pump the brakes on this.
Like I said, I thought about it last night because I saw one of the scenes where there was three people in bed.
Well, remember when I was talking about you originally and JP hadn't seen it yet? And he goes, oh, it's a show for teenagers. It's not a show for teenagers.
Well, because the only people I'd the only people that I knew who were watching it besides you was my daughter, who's 18, and his daughter, who's 16. Those are the only two people I'd heard.
Right, and they shouldn't be watching it.
Probably not.
But they do.
Have you guys seen Haunting of Hill House yet?
No.
I saw a little bit of it.
I only mention that because they just cast the girl who plays Nell, Victoria Pedretti, in season 2 of You. Because You was like a Lifetime show, right? And then that it moved over to Netflix. But I guess my question
is... Oh, they Netflixed it up, though.
Well, that's my question. Like, did any of this stuff you're referring to ever air on the Lifetime version of the show, or was it the same...
No, did they remake the show? There's no chance that the sex was that, you know, graphic and graphic.
Yeah.
Did you finish watching the Al Bundy tapes?
Oh, my God, yeah. That is... Jason.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy. Jason, did you finish it?
I finished it.
Here's my question, and this is not spoiling, I think, because it's real life. Where is Ted Bundy's daughter now? Like, I had no idea.
They didn't really talk about that.
For people who don't know this, when he was in prison, I think he was on death row, he had a baby. Like, this woman would come into the prison, and they would do that.
EB's
and
then favorite subgenre of porn, conjugal visits.
I want to know where the daughter is. Like, that's unbelievable. Could you imagine being the daughter of Ted Bundy? Like,
I definitely would have changed my name.
Oh, my God.
Her name's Rose Bundy.
That blew my mind when they said that she would go in there. Because the people who aren't aware of, when he went to court, there was one woman who actually stood up for him. I think she took the stand at one point, Jason, right? Like defended him. And, oh, my God, that documentary. And by the way, Jason, you texted me the other day asking me when that Zac Efron. So the director of the documentary for Ted Bundy is the same director as the Zac Efron movie, which is based on Ted Bundy. Netflix just took that movie. So now it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, it is.
Probably more closer to award season. I think they're trying to push Efron.
I'm going to watch it. By the way, there are some photos of Ted Bundy in that documentary.
Oh,
it looks just like Zac Efron.
Right.
It's scary. It's actually scary.
Doppelganger?
He really is. Yeah. So he's going to, if they can recreate like the violence,
There's no chance Ted Bundy was as shredded and as ripped as Zac Efron. I know he was in good shape, but come on.
Jason, I don't know. I'm so late to the party on this, and I'm sure you all have seen it already. You guys all seen The Jinx?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God. I just watched that.
It's about Robert Durst. I think that's his name. Yeah.
I don't think I saw
one of them. Oh, Jason, I watched it in one night. It's like five episodes. And, Eric, you know what it is, Robert Durst. This story will blow your mind. And the crazy part about that is that
I feel like you're 3 years late on this one.
Yeah,
I know, but
way late.
Eric, he's on trial this year, though, because of the documentary.
Okay.
So they made a movie about it prior to the documentary called All Good Things or All Small Things with Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. But it looks interesting.
Blake 182 did a song, too.
I asked my mother, because all the Bundy killings happened in the late 70s, right? My mother, I said, how big of a story was it in the national news? And she said, well, it was a big story, but they didn't know that Bundy was behind them all because back in the 70s, you didn't have DNA testing and you obviously didn't have cell phones that could track cell phone
records.
No, but
I remember when he was on trial at the very, very end of his life. And when he was, I do remember that. That was nationally.
Vaguely. But when it was all going on, when he was on the run?
No, I don't remember that.
I mean,
Jason,
the cops didn't know that the girls missing in Seattle were the same.
The cops never communicated with each other across state lines.
No, they didn't.
So, the California cops never talked to the Colorado cops.
Yeah, or the Florida cops.
Wasn't there a moment in the documentary where he gets captured in Florida and they don't know that they have Ted Bundy? Because there was absolutely no communication or technology to allow that. And one of the things that fascinates me the most about the documentary is I'm watching it and you're just blown away by the absolute, when he goes into the actual confessions towards the end, it is wicked. Like when he's speaking in the third person, it's one of the scariest things, and the guy was so unassuming. You would never believe that guy. Jason, did you think it was a bit of a show, how many people were outside the prison, chanting and drinking beers?
Yeah,
it was a sporting event.
They had tailgate parties before he was executed.
You would think you were watching a tailgate party at a Redskins game.
It was
really weird because, and listen, I mean, there's no defending what that guy did because it's a horrible, horrific thing, but would you ever go out to a jail and tailgate for someone's execution? What a show.
No, but the people were so ricked back then.
The
thing about Bundy, real quick, the thing about Bundy is, I mean, he should have been institutionalized when he was 13 years old. He was just wired that way. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't help. That's all he thought about. He was an awful person, obviously, but he couldn't help himself. That's all he thought about.
Bad for his mom.
It's like me just putting bets in every night.
You gambling. Same sickness, same compulsion.
I mean, he had an addiction to killing girls.
And he never was fulfilled.
We got a minute for your movie reviews.
Lego
Movie, which you gave a 4 out of 5, right?
Yeah, and this is Eric Bickle's most anticipated movie of the year. I'm fully aware of that.
Didn't we already do a Lego movie?
It's part two,
yeah.
Ricky.
Well, Eric, I mean, Eric, the whole point here is the first three movies made $900 million combined worldwide at the box office. So this is the sequel to the first one, but there's been two others in between that were kind of spinoffs, like Batman.
Right.
But yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's a very solid movie. It didn't blow my mind. It wasn't as fresh and classic as the original Lego movie. It works, and there's great writing, a great end credit sequence. Pratt's amazing. Banks is amazing. I liked it a lot. I wouldn't say that I loved it. I give it a 4 out of 5. What Men Want, Taraji P. Henson's new movie, reimagining of the What Women Want film with Mel Gibson in 2000, which I actually liked. This is fine, positively. Taraji's amazing. R rating is great. Like, so the R-rated material, Pete Davidson's awesome. Josh Brenner's amazing. He plays her assistant. Actually, you guys will probably like this. She's a sports agent in the film, and she's trying to sign this new NBA player and that becomes kind of the whole premise of the movie when she gets the powers to read men's minds, whatever. It's too long. The ending just kept going and going and going. The screenplay's a little weak, but Taraji is so great that she elevates the material, and I give it a 3 out of 5.
You didn't see Cold Pursuit, correct?
Correct, yeah. And I told Drab this. I was supposed to see Cold Pursuit last night, but my screening of What Men Want on Monday, the projector wasn't working, so I had to drive home from Rundle Mills, and then I had to come back out last night to see it.
Pretty
so I couldn't see Cold Pursuit.
All right, Kevin, yeah. We'll talk to you next week. That's Kevin McCarthy. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin McCarthy TV.
Papa.
JP.
We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies coming to you live from Washington, D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington. Speaking of watching things, first weekend without the NFL.
Yes.
That was just the Super Bowl, and it's kind of the way it works. It winds down. I would say 3 or 4 weeks ago when you had not the championship weekend when it's two games, but the weekend before that, that's an awesome weekend because you still have Saturday games, Sunday games in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome weekend.
I love championship weekend.
No, I'm saying the weekend before championship
weekend.
Oh,
divisional round.
Divisional round.
Yeah.
I think that's the best weekend because you have four games.
I agree.
They're all really good.
I agree.
And Saturday and Sunday. So it winds down. But this is the first weekend without NFL football.
NFL
is there
football.
Anything you're looking forward to watching this weekend? And that includes the possibility where you can watch the AAF.
The only thing I'm at... absolutely looking forward to watching this weekend is True Detective.
Well,
True Detective must watch.
And Walking Dead comes back.
Yeah, but you'll watch something on the weekend. Now I'm pretty busy. And
well, Duke, Virginia on Saturday night.
Volleyball tournaments.
Yeah, your boys going to the Caps game.
Yeah, you don't care.
That takes a back seat.
Real back seat. What time is the Caps game?
That's 7 p.m.
That's at 7 p.m., right?
What are our
other options? Obviously, like golf fans, if we're around, we'll watch Pebble.
Hoops. You can watch Caps, you can watch golf, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you mean, you guess? Of course we're going to watch golf.
Golf fans will watch.
Right. I'm not aware of where you would watch that. But I guess it's probably
CBS. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Most likely, right?
I'm sorry, I'm not a golf guy.
Neither am I, but I know where you watch
actually,
out
is
there.
Isn't Pebble always CBS?
Pebble's CBS, yeah.
Pebble's CBS.
Yeah, everything's out there.
Clint Eastwood's corpse in the booth.
I actually don't like Pebble because I'm watching all those amateurs.
Is anybody going to be watching the Alliance of American Football? It's on CBS. You're talking about CBS.
Probably not.
How many games are there this weekend?
There are a pair of games on CBS on Saturday, followed by two more games on Sunday afternoon and evening.
Hmm. So I saw that our buddy Chick Hernandez is like calling these games, I guess, and he posted something. and you saw Steve Spurrier's coaching one of the teams.
He's coaching the Orlando Apollos.
And he's limping around. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what happens when you get older.
I know, but you usually don't see it. Usually they go out of our, you know, we don't get to see him just fall apart like that.
Right.
And he's limping up and down the sideline. It's pathetic. And
he's looking like Stephen Dorff on True Detective.
Exactly. I root for these sort of upstart leagues, believe it or not, but I don't think like one person's going to the game.
Spurrier's 73. Yeah. So
yeah. I don't know if I'll watch.
But not every 73-year-old walks.
I don't know if I'll
watch
any of these.
I don't know any of the players.
Yeah,
I mean, the coaches more than I know the players.
Yeah, I mean, unless
if you tune in, you might.
You mean like he hate me? Like, no, eventually I'll get to know them?
No, if you tune in, you might be like, oh, okay, I remember him in college football.
Nah, I don't think I will. We've kind of gone through the rosters, and the biggest name is like the Aaron guy.
Aaron Murray.
Yeah.
Michael Vick is the offensive coordinator of one of these teams.
Yeah, the coaches are more famous than the players. By far, it's not even close.
All the quarterbacks are almost household names.
Aaron Murray is
Mettenberg and Hackenberg and guys right. like that.
Yeah, I'll give you the three quarterbacks on the roster for the Orlando Apollos, and you tell me if these are borderline household names or not. Garrett Gilbert,
yes,
SMU. went to Colorado right. State.
That's not a household name. That is Colorado a guy State? That does a college football podcast.
Okay,
all right. That's not
for
a household name.
Fans,
Austin, that's not even a sports fan. College
Austin
football podcast.
Appleby,
no.
I know Major Appleby.
And Kevin Anderson, who went to
Major
the
Applewhite.
I know.
Stuart Appleby.
Let's not forget, the guy with the really high Q rating, who went to the football factory known as Fordham, Kevin Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
They're not household names.
Is anybody interested in watching this? 800-636-1067. It is football. Like, the theory, the reason why CBS is doing this is, they just believe if you put football out there, people are going to watch it.
It's not a bad theory.
And some of them believe that the Pro Bowl is evidence of that. That everybody kills the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl just absolutely crushed
the
best college basketball
game. It's not because it's just football. Okay. It's because you know the players.
But they just want scraps of that. Like, maybe
I know.
If it draws like 2 million viewers, that's a huge win.
The XFL would have survived if it got ratings. I don't believe it got ratings.
Is there a game that we trash more than the Pro Bowl?
No.
Impossible. No, but of course it's
impossible
terrible.
To trash something more, and yet 9 million people watch that.
Mostly
Meanwhile,
kids.
UVA got about 2.5 million.
Mostly kids and hillbillies.
The best college game of the year.
Yeah, all the kids. That's what they're watching.
Kids and hillbillies.
But I think their theory is football.
But no one's going to watch
this.
Yeah,
it's because it's been proven. If you don't know the players, you're not going to watch.
Now, I'm a little confused. Is this going to be on network CBS tomorrow, or is it on
network
CBS live stream?
I think it's
because
network.
I see live stream CBS All Access.
No, it's going to be on the big dog the opening weekend for the at least a couple of the games, and then
right.
they're
going to
spread
then
it out.
Then,
yeah.
then they'll realize no one's watching
CBS
it.
Sports Network.
Again, it's CBS gets football in what's basically a dead spot in their schedule, Saturday night at 8 p.m. I mean, what else is going to be on Saturday night on CBS? Another CSI or NCIS? God forbid.
The only way this league survives, in my opinion, they got to go Johnny Football. You got to get like all the guys on drug suspension, like big name guys. You got to get some big name guys out there. Maybe guys that recently retired. And then your coup is you get like Lawrence. You pay him $5 million a year, or whatever. You got to get big name guys.
Yeah, that still wouldn't work.
There is betting, though, Jason.
Well, that's the other thing.
Right.
The only other reason to watch is if you're going to wager.
Yeah, but how would you be able to
can't
bet
wager
on teams where you don't know
that's
who,
just for DJs.
You got to do some research.
You could do live betting.
According to this, San Diego's playing San Antonio, and San Diego linebacker A.J. Tarpley has been the talk of the camp.
Okay, if you say so.
Who are the quarterbacks for
and
San Diego?
And the Fleet found a replacement at quarterback for Josh Johnson,
that's
who
right.
was supposed to be playing for him.
Right.
Let's check the San Diego Fleet roster. I can't believe we're doing this. Mike Bercovici from Arizona State. The drab gets butt size.
Like I said, household name.
Not a household name. No one knows who he is. Literally no one.
Philip Nelson is another quarterback from ECU.
Nobody knows. Nobody
Philip
knows
Nelson.
Remember
even
him,
guys
actually. Up dogs.
And let's not forget.
Double the dog.
Let's not right. forget number four in the program, number one in your heart, Alex Ross from Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about like the starters are all known. Commodities.
They're not. Okay. They're not known. They're known to college football podcasts.
It's going
to
be bad football. Yeah. Now, they changed the rules a little bit.
The rules are silly.
The rules, like there's no extra points. You got to go for two. Onside kicks.
I like
instead
kickers,
of onside
so
kicks, they give you the ball at 4th and 10 on your own 35. And if you get it, you keep the ball. What other rule
changes? No field goals in overtime. You'll see that in the NFL in a couple of years because that's a great idea.
I kind of like that idea.
There you go.
No, you're not going to see that because the games are going forever.
Okay,
I believe the play clock is a lot shorter than the NFL, so they just want to speed everything up.
You got to race the line.
They want 2-hour games, right?
They want 2-hour games or 2 hour and 20 or something like that. Yep.
I never watch a football game and go, damn, this is too long. At least an NFL game.
I'm with you.
Yeah, some of them drag
I don't watch games where I don't know any players.
Yeah. I don't watch them. That's why I don't watch the most, most college games unless I know some of the stars.
I know Mike Riley. He's coaching. I know Mike Martz.
You know the coaches. They invested in coaches. All that's right. Where the marquee value is.
What about if it's a flag fest, like in a preseason game when there's just a million
penalties?
That was
the problem with the XFL when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, they were jumping off sides.
Right.
It was sloppy.
They weren't sloppy.
That's what I'd anticipate is that it's just sloppy and that there's so much stoppage in play for penalties.
You don't understand. So you guys are too young. The USFL was silly because they had stars. Herschel Walker was Trevor Lawrence, whatever the guy's name is. Herschel Walker was a big silly. Well, arguably one of the greatest college football players of all time. And they lured him to that league. And there were others like that. That league was amazing. They drew fans.
Yeah, I mean, they had Jim Kelly. They had Steve Young.
Yeah.
Yeah, for James.
That's how you do it.
Well, you got to start somewhere, and then maybe
that's how they started.
Well, then why didn't NBC give Kyler Murray $20 million and say, "Come play with us"?
They should have,
because they don't have that deep of pockets that they can just start splashing around.
NBC doesn't
$20 million to one guy on a guy you're not even sure is that good.
People will watch.
He's going to skip the NFL and play for the American Lions.
If they had Kyler Murray and Lawrence, and a couple of these college guys that have one more year, like they're going to blow off the draft because they don't want to get hurt.
All right. Well, how much do you think that would cost them?
It'd cost them a lot. It'd be a big investment, $100 million or something.
Yeah,
so you have to get a big investor.
Well, yeah, the USFL
they got a big TV deal. Yeah. USFL did it.
The USFL was due because they had rich owners like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If you have rich owners who are willing to pay the players a bunch of money.
The problem with the USFL is, if USFL would have worked, but they decided to go up against the NFL, I believe, in the fall, right? Isn't that ultimately what doomed them?
Well, why couldn't the
cocky.
Well, why couldn't the league say that if we get these three players, would you be willing to up our TV deal? Because obviously people would watch the games.
Exactly. Exactly, of course. They're just going with a different model. They're going with loser no names and regional guys. And they're hoping that, like, their college fans are going to go to the games or whatever. But no one's going to watch it on TV, I don't think.
You mean
no one's going to watch it?
Not a household name.
Yeah. And my understanding is nobody's even going to the games.
Well, no one's going to watch. No one's going to go. Who knows if it's going to last?
I would rank it a half rung above, like, Arena League football. That's where I would put it on the pecking order.
Which had like, four
I mean,
teams
you
this
be,
year.
I'll say this. You got to be pretty bored to watch the Alliance on Saturday night. You got to have nothing going on.
I would generally agree.
I would honestly, I swear to God, this is because, you know, I'm a pig. I would watch lingerie football over it. Like, they should put lingerie football on CBS, and now I'm in. Whatever happened to that league? That
might not
still
be
around?
The best move for CBS in the wake of the last Moonves bit.
All right, put it on
yeah, let Les be the commissioner.
Now that would be
he could be one of the coaches.
Man, it's fun to goof on Les now that he's not our boss. Oh, it's great.
Was there a viral video about him?
Yeah.
Was it Gary Clark that was grilling those girls in the lingerie league? Do you remember that?
I think it was.
Was it Gary? Right. Gary was taking it serious.
He's a competitor.
Yeah.
Hey, what about XFL's DC's new coach?
Who's that?
Pep Hamilton.
Oh.
He's leaving Michigan.
That's right. He's leaving Michigan
to be the XFL
coach.
I
didn't realize
they gave him a boatload of cash.
Yeah, he's getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short-term move, but. You know, it'll last a year or two. But yeah, cash in.
Yeah, but if they give him a 3-year, I don't know what he's making, but if they offer him, like, I don't know, a 3-year deal for 1.8 or 2 million bucks, he's saying bye bye to Harbaugh. I'm out of there.
He obviously did the math on it.
Right.
And it's a good old boy network, so he'll just go right back.
He's the coach and the GM.
Folds. Yeah.
XFL's going to suck, too.
What's the catch for this version of the XFL? Why does McMahon think this one's going to last versus the other one?
I don't know.
I think he believes better football. They've got Andrew Luck's dad as the commissioner. They're going to take it a little more serious and be more prepared.
No one's going to watch
it. First go around, it was really, truly just like entertainment, wrestling shtick. This time it's going to be more professional football oriented.
Didn't they have a scrum at the beginning?
They did.
See who got
I kind of like that. Instead of a coin flip. They'd have the ball in the middle, and the two guys towards it and try to grab it.
It kind of offended the sensibilities of football, guys.
The quality of football. These leagues are just grasping. No one's going to watch any of those games.
I would watch if they went old school USFL.
You know what? The XFL, Lord Bob Stoops out of retirement.
So what? That's going to get you to watch.
No, but I'm just they're splashing some money around. He's not doing it for free.
Right, they're doing it because they think
they're
if they
splashing
have good
money around in the wrong places.
But they're not playing. They're paying the coaches, not paying the players.
No, right. But they think if they get good coaching, then the quality of football is going to look better. I think that ultimately was the weakness of the XFL, is they thought there wasn't much scoring.
Honestly, fellas, I don't need football in the spring and summer. I don't need it.
Fine with it.
I'm okay with baseball and college hoops.
I don't even
fine.
Watch the rest of the league
and
anyway.
Golf.
I'm down to watching 16 Skins games.
I hate it when the football season ends, but then, you know, once we get in the spring and the weather's not, I'm like, I'm out. I can wait until August.
Skippy going to give his picks for the games this weekend?
I don't know.
He might.
I guarantee you he'll handicap.
You know what? If I'm around, what day are the games being played, Saturday and Sunday?
Tomorrow night.
I'll text you. I'll
text
remind
me.
You.
Text me because I will.
I'll be watching.
Yeah.
Then you got nothing going on either,
nope.
Do you?
Nope.
Hey, what does NBA champ Quinn Cook and former Maryland great Mello Trimble, what do they have in common, Cakesy?
Are they both in Australia right now?
No, Quinn Cook.
I'm guessing they went to the same
Quinn
camp.
Cook is still playing in the league.
Oh, that's right. He is with the Warriors.
But Mello, I think, is Australia. Anyway, yeah, both attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp.
Ah!
At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball more by instilling confidence, teaching the game, having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, speakers, and 3 games per day. Instructions the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register at CoachWooten.com with 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, Junkies, on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We should say, we thought this week we were going to have LeVar Ball on.
Yeah.
He was scheduled to be on the show yesterday.
He's been on before.
He was in studio with us.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball was supposed to call into the show yesterday, and we got bumped because he went on Undisputed, which is the show with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
And he made some news. And then he was rescheduled by Drab to be on the show today, bumped us. I think that's it.
That's fine. He's done.
Why?
I'm not going to ask anymore.
What was the news? I mean, because I don't pay attention.
He said Lonzo was better than LeBron, and then Sharp got bitter, and they were arguing back and forth.
I mean, LeBron will never win without Lonzo.
I remember reading that.
Talk about Lonzo is better than LeBron. You know that's not true. You know that.
Why?
What you mean, why?
Why? Why? Because LeBron been in the league for 15 years? I mean, how do you judge LeBron being better than my son? I ain't going to say nobody better than my son.
It's okay.
But if my son can play, which I know what I put
into
him, far as shooting and passing and playing and running, LeBron hurt. He getting old.
LeVar,
I tell you this, he can't go Alonzo on that fast break.
LeVar.
Can't move that fast.
Your guy's shooting 23% from the free throw line.
He can shoot 10%.
40% from the free throw line. How can he be better than the GOAT?
You talking about percentage of shooting on free throws? Okay. Don't tell me about no free throws.
Okay, what about
he been in the league for a long time. What was LeBron shooting from the free throw line? Tell you what. He been in the league a long time not be able to make no free throws.
He shot 40%.
LeVar didn't make any sense.
So much dude, hot takery.
That's just him.
Right dude, I could actually listen to that for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what. Shannon was funny.
LeVar's funny. Because LeVar's doing a bit. He knows his son's not better than LeBron. He's doing a bit.
I get it.
He's promoting his water.
He's Trump.
He's just promoting. Water
he has
out.
Triple B water now.
Yeah, he's just this big salesman. I get it.
I know, but he just...
It doesn't offend me. It makes me laugh.
He gets people riled up, though.
Fiji or Big Baller Brand water.
Well, he brought it out.
They all taste the same.
He brought it out, and he goes, it's imported from Lithuania.
Water.
And then he told Shannon to drink it, and Jay goes, oh, this tastes like water.
I actually thought that conversation
was hilarious. The back and forth was funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Shannon made me laugh.
So the theory is LeVar feels like he made his mark. He got his
pump
out.
That's my theory.
And he doesn't need to do this now.
It's funny how LeVar was kind of out of the picture for a while, for a good year, and now he's back in.
Right, well, because his son was on the trading block, and he was getting pissed off.
Exactly.
Right.
He wants him to go to Phoenix for whatever reason, and then he wants Phoenix to draft his one son, and he wants all the balls playing for the Suns. So there'll be a championship
whatever
team.
Whatever happened to LaMelo? No, not LaMelo.
D'Angelo.
Jello. Yeah, it's Jello now. Where's he playing? Happened to LeVar's league that was like the AAF? No one went to it. He was on Facebook Live.
I think the players didn't get paid.
Yeah, is that truly what happened?
Sham.
There's some more to that,
What was the name of that league?
JBL.
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 That's right.
They didn't have a TV deal. They had a Facebook Live deal.
But if you look at... the 2020 draft, LaMelo is a first-round pick in the mocks still.
Now, how can this one I don't understand. He went and played professionally in Lithuania and then came back to high school. Okay, so they're still allowing him to play in high school. I get that. Were they going to allow him to play in college or no?
Probably not. He's at like a fake school.
Right, he's at a fake school.
An IMG.
But still, he's playing in high school games.
Right, but that school's not even in a real league.
Right, but he's going around playing other teams that are playing them.
Yeah.
They said most likely
he can't play in college.
Most likely the college eligibility. He's got to be cooked. He took money to play basketball overseas.
The balls are saying that he never took the money. It was the family's money.
Where is he playing right now?
Spire Academy in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Right, one of those schools in somebody's garage.
Right, it's like in a trailer park. They try to pass it off as high school.
They have, let me see, 15
right,
students.
It was like Tracy McGrady's high school.
Yeah, right. Mount Zion. They have 15 students all on the basketball team. That's the school.
Right. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
All right, let's go to Zach in Fredericksburg. Hey, Zach, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Guys, how are you? Love the show.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, so the football league, it isn't like it's a new concept or other sports haven't followed it. MMA does a similar thing with Bellator. They started small. People that are going to watch MMA will watch it no matter what. But as they started getting sponsors and growing, then they started pulling big names and paying them more. From the UFC rosters, former top 10 guys. And then now they compete at times that UFC isn't on. Or if UFC is a pay-per-view, they'll put a free show on. So, now you got the most popular sport following a similar concept.
All right. Maybe it'll work. I have my doubts.
Will you watch it?
I might watch a couple. I didn't start watching Bellator, but I watched it a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing watching those fights. So, maybe they got some room to grow, but... I love football.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think you're going to see the same level.
Of course,
you say Bellator, it's close to UFC, and there are guys who fought in UFC who end up fighting there in Bellator.
But it didn't start that way. Probably started with some real old has-beens.
Although I will say I watch on occasion, I think it's Bellator. Fedor is this huge name in the world of MMA, and he was still fighting. And I was saying that they actually did a pay-per-view. Was that Bellator, Drab? And Fedor got knocked out by a jab. It looked like the most glancing of blows, and he got knocked out.
Well, how old is that dog now?
His 40s. It was for their belt.
I like football as much as anybody. I love football. I don't need it 12 months a year. I don't.
You're okay with it.
And I certainly don't need to see Christian Hackenberg play.
If I wanted.
I know he can't play.
The bigger names in the league?
Well, I don't know if he's going to start for his team, but he's on that roster.
Right.
And I know he can't play. Yeah, Zach Mettenberg, I watched him, and he can't play. Now, he'll be able to move the ball a little bit against other guys who couldn't play in the NFL, I'm sure.
Some people might be intrigued, though, because there might be future Josh Johnsons, if you're interested in that. Like somebody
that
who actually
story.
Plays well in the AAF gets a crack in the NFL.
It'll be like two guys.
Right.
I mean, Trent Richardson's in the league.
Right.
Is it Ian? Ian? I don't know how to pronounce your name, my friend.
Ian, you had it right the first time.
What's up, buddy?
I want to come in with on the LaVar Ball situation. Look, we all understand what he's trying to do and he has done. And I think there was a pretty concerted effort when LeBron came to put like a gag order type procedure on him. And now that his son's kind of on the trading block, he's like, I'm going to blow it all up. The concern,
I think you're right.
Or the most revealing take that he brought is when he straight up said Magic Johnson's a figurehead and has no power. And look, I don't think Magic is a vindictive person, but if you are Magic and Jeannie Buss, that can't fly. Because essentially you've undermined and insulted LeBron. We understand his power to go after Magic and then straight up say Luke Walton should be fired because Brandon Ingram and Michael Beasley were going to beat him up. You've essentially usurped authority on all three power players there, LeBron, Luke Walton, Magic Johnson saying that. So what I'd like to see, it's kind of a vindictive move, even though that's not really my MO, just trade him to Toronto, or worse yet, trade him to Sacramento, because those guys really want to play in California, stay there, and just get rid of them, because the value or the VORP you're adding with him is never worth the drama he brings to his team.
And I think eventually it'll come to that. I think eventually it'll come to that.
Yeah, you know, I saw that they picked up his 2019-2020 option, and I'm wondering after that if they'll just walk away, or heck, he might even get traded this offseason when they tried this Anthony Davis.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah. I mean, I think he has potential, but you know, he's not going to be a superstar. So
I don't think the Pelicans are going to trade Davis to the Lakers.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're bitter.
Well, they are bitter. They're bitter about the LeBron and Anthony Davis probably talking every day about trying to put this deal together.
Right.
So there was no way that Demps was going to trade Davis to the Lakers after that. They were just going to wait and wait and wait and see if they get a better deal.
I just have one question. No, we got to go to break. Is Lonzo wearing the ZO2s or whatever?
I have no idea.
Like, or does he just wear like Nikes?
I don't know what he wears. No clue.
I need a sneakerhead to know.
But I just looked, and he is actually shooting about 40% from the free throw line. That's crazy. Atrocious.
Crazy.
That's worse than Shaq.
Yeah. No excuse. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's a Friday. That means best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein joins us. Keep it here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.